This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hello, everybody. It's Leslie Pop-Pasamos, and I'm here to introduce the girls, Serene and Pearl. And this is the Trim Healthy Podcast.
Bravo.
Yes, I loved that because it was just perfect and popsy.
Yeah. So Denny will turn up when he turns up. He's kind of gone Hollywood on us.
Was he turning up today?
I didn't know. I wondered if he would and I thought he would, but he said whenever he's got something that pays the family more, and I understand that, mm-hmm. he has to go do Hollywood.
He's probably chasing the plane down the tarmac.
Probably.
Yeah.
We might see, I hope we see Dan in the future, but he's getting big time Dan.
Mm-hmm.
So, Serene, you're kind of mm-hmming quietly, but I know you've got something.
No. I thought that you were going to do the first one.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I can take the first one then.
But I can too.
Oh, yes. I don't have my teleprompter, but I have my scribble book. I just had this idea, this actually shaming moment on myself the other day. It just hit me. I was putting my mascara on. I had my mouth wide open. You know, the worst angle. The worst angle you can ever see of yourself.
Okay. Segue.
Yes.
And I will ask Leslie this too. And every one of you listening, have you tried putting your mascara on without opening your mouth?
Oh, it's impossible.
Have you tried it though, Leslie?
You know how God says all things are possible?
I'm not sure about that. No, but here's the thing. Leslie, have you tried it?
Not consciously.
Okay, I've tried it consciously. And here's what happens.
Do you know why we've tried it? Because our children are like, why do you have your mouth hanging open? You're not putting anything on your mouth. And I'm like, so I try and shut it while I'm doing mascara. Yeah. You cannot apply.
Okay, here's the thing. I can shut it, but then my whole brow goes into the thickest wrinkles of like intensity. Try doing it. You can shut your mouth, but then your brow will go like a puppy's brow full of folds of fat. That's what happens to my brow. I've tried to keep my mouth shut and the brow smooth. That's not possible even with God.
The other day I was on the phone to my husband doing my makeup, of course. And he's like, what's wrong with you? Why are you talking weirdly? And I'm like, oh, I'm putting mascara on.
Yeah. I was like, okay, so dinner sticks there.
It's because you're not closing your mouth to form the vowels.
But why does our brain say you can't, your mouth has to be involved with
the
eyes?
I don't know. I pretend practice putting it on, I have to put my mouth on.
Okay, back to the point.
Okay.
So I was putting my mascara on, seeing myself in the worst light, and so other worst lights came to me, and I had a moment about how I've said something here on the potty that is a lie. I've said it. I've said this lie over and over and over again.
What?
And
because I'm worried.
Yeah, well, the lie is going to come out today as I start. So when I had that realization, I'm like, I'm just going to jot this down. This is a great potty idea
I'm going to just drop the potty.
No, I've said this lie on the potty. And so I wrote down, I just put
it. Did you know it was a lie when you said it? Or you just realized it's a lie?
I realized it when I was putting my mascara on and I saw myself in this disgusting light. I saw all the way to my tonsils. And there was a definite microscopic like check of my life. And I realized about 15,000 times on this potty I have lied.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to confess it today.
Okay.
And so in that I thought, well, I've got to jot down some ideas. So I wrote it down in my scribble book. It wasn't even, you know, I was so humbled I couldn't even put it on my teleprompter. Okay.
Okay,
so the lie, first of all, I have to say, everybody listening, all of you are believers.
Okay.
And I have said here on this party that, oh, if you're a believer,
yeah,
like me, chink, chink, mm-hmm. Well, then stick around and I've got a verse for you, you know? But if you're not a believer, well, then I've got practical stuff coming up. And I realize that I have been lying to myself that I'm a believer and there's some people that aren't, and lying to you that those who don't believe, I've got something practical for you. And I'm going to clear those things up because I found out that everybody is a believer.
Mm.
Everybody's a believer. And I used to just put myself in this little group that was a believer. And then I started thinking to myself, the things that I thought I believed, I actually didn't really believe because I actually believed in other things that I didn't even know I believed in.
Mm.
Yeah, I had to come and do a quick soul search. So now I see every human on the face of the planet as a believer because we all believe in something. Those who don't believe in God believe in atheism, or they believe in their own life separate from any outside higher existence. Some believe in healing. Others believe there are not any miracles. It's still a belief.
Right.
It's still a belief.
So true.
You are still a believer.
Yeah.
Some believe they are loved and others that they are not. Both are beliefs. You're still believing either way. Some people can be loved and not even believe in that love. Even though there's truth there. Some believe they're wounded and broken. Some believe they're even traumatized. Others believe they're whole and healed even after suffering abusive and traumatic circumstances. They believe that they're whole.
Yeah.
Both are powerful beliefs. Just because you may be a Christian, this is what I've always addressed you, like you're in the believer club.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually even make you a believer in Jesus. It doesn't, because maybe you're not believing in your overcoming identity of the risen Christ in you. You're still believing in the old man that's even outside of his resurrection. And the whole belief in Jesus is because he died on the cross, the little crosses we wear around our neck. But maybe you don't even believe in that cross, really.
Ouch.
Because you're still just worrying and nursing and licking the wounds of the old man, the old corpse. So maybe like this is where I thought I believed, but I'm realizing, oh, I've just had like these spine tingling moments. Like I just believed in my head flipping well, because I'm still nursing hurts and, you know, not as of today, as of yesterday, as of these looking down my tonsils, I've realized, you know, okay, so I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even worrying about that old man. But I, as a Christian for so many years, I actually believed in something else, but I thought I believed. But I was still a believer. It was just a believer in my hurts, believe in my failures, a belief in you know, all maybe people that have wronged me, or belief in fear. That was one thing for me.
Boy, did I believe in fear.
Belief does not mean education. It doesn't mean an academic knowing of facts. It doesn't mean theology. Belief, prophet, who's sitting here in the room. I call him Cuz Prof. He's Ben, our friend, that's helping us with some things here. We're going to come out with the future. He's not really a prophet. Well, I think he is, but you know.
we call him prof because he walked into our lives with this whole idea and it felt pretty spine tingling.
Yes, belief is a persuasion of the heart, and that's something he's taught us. And we've had this seeding in our hearts for a while, but you know, it's come to head with Prof in our life. But belief is not the academia, it's a persuasion of the heart. Some believe they believe, but it's all in the head. And that's not where belief is. So as for my statement, don't worry, I'm quoting scriptures for the believers. And don't worry, I'll get practical soon for those who don't believe. Well, we've already...
Is that the word perpetuated that? I was like, hold on, Serene, you're talking to the Christians. Oh, hold on, Serene's going to bring something practical to all you Basamos.
Yeah, see, but you're coming truth with yourself here. You know,
no, but I always knew I did that, yeah.
Yeah. So we've already covered the fact that we are all believers. It's covered now, okay?
Yeah.
But let's get straight on the fact that, and this is my main point, well, they're both main points. This is a hugie. Let's get straight on the fact that belief is the only I don't know how to Christian swear, practical thing, full stop. Belief.
Belief is practical.
It's the most practical. No, it's not practical. It is the only practical thing. It is the practical, capital P-R-A-C-T-I-C-A-L.
All right. So all the little tidbits and the tricks we give people and we think are practical.
No, they're
you're
not practical.
You're saying that ain't practical compared to belief.
No, it's not
right,
granddaddy
Serene.
Practical. Belief is granddaddy practical.
Yeah, so grandmommy.
Without belief, it's all a big fat sham.
Yeah.
It is. Belief is the only power we have, for good or for bad. Belief is the only way we get anything done.
Yeah.
So it's the only practical thing, for good or for bad. It's the way we get healthy.
Yeah, it is.
It's the way we destroy ourselves. It's the way you said, like a Pentecostal.
Come on, I'm in church, girl.
Let me get my hanky out. Purr.
I need this
conquer
so much.
Or overcome life's challenges. Or it's the way we choose defeat. It is the power to forgive, or it is the power to trap ourselves and others in the decay of the past. It is the practical power to be able to laugh and rejoice when we are surrounded in life's bad circumstances. Or it's the practical power to be able to get really motivated and brilliantly talented at whining and complaining and feeling sorry for ourselves. And I could go on and on and on. And I'm just going to throw one more example because I'm talking right now, right? So as I'm talking, I'm going to represent my beliefs. It is the power, the practical power to have eternal life, mm-hmm. to choose it, right? Not just the ticket to heaven,
yeah,
but that overcoming abundant life that we can have in Jesus being alive in us, right? It's the power to choose that, or it's the power to deny that and choose to go alone with the positivity of your gray matter, strongly influenced by fleshly emotions, and choose all the consequences of that belief. But it's the power to do both. Belief is the practicality of it all. So, and I'm not going to apologize for that anymore, because now I realize everybody's a believer.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my belief, and I'm going to just be straight with it now. But it's not my belief anymore. It's my absolute persuasion. And you have your absolute persuasion out there. But I'm not saying that there is, different truths. Truth is absolute, right? Mm-hmm. So there's not different truths. It's just that some are believing in a truth and some believing in something that's not truth. Like some believe that they are wounded.
Mm-hmm.
And some believe that they are not wounded, even though they've gone through the same circumstances, you know?
Yeah.
And so what I really, really, really want to pass on today is that just because, you know, some people think, well, I'm not believing in anything. I choose to not believe anything, but that's still a belief. You're still believing in something. You're choosing to be persuaded that you have, you know, that nothing is good, that you can believe in nothing. It's still a belief.
Yeah,
you're still hanging your hat on, oh, you know, my belief is that I'm going to live my life believing in nothing. That's still a persuasion. It's still the persuasion of their heart. So everybody is a believer. And I want to just get practical. That's embedded in the way I talk, because belief is practical. But let me just bring it down to health, just physical health. You can't have health if you believe in the power of your issues. You know, so you can have all the doctors, you can have all the little how-tos and all the little tricks and all the little green smoothies,
mm-hmm.
and all the vitamins, but you cannot have health if you believe in your issues.
No, it's so true, Serene. Like you can have everything, but if you believe in your anxiety and in your depression, and maybe they're real for you. But it's the belief in them too, isn't
it?
And if you
that
say that they're
real.
Stronger than all the rest you're doing, they will be stronger.
Oh yeah, you can't get free of your allergens if you believe you are under their bondage. Mm-hmm. Like have you heard people talk like, oh, you know, I have allergies. Like,
yeah.
Oh no, I can't because I have allergies. And I understand the facts that you do have allergies,
yeah.
but it's the way that their mindset is that they're almost like picturing themselves trapped underneath it, and that they're going to have to work around that parameter, those prison
bars. Well, that's how belief
bars.
Is practical, negative or positive.
Yeah.
It's practical both ways.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. The practical power of belief is feeding the hold of whatever you're, you know, feeding the hold of your allergies over your life. You cannot lose weight and keep it off, even with all of the info and the best coach. You've got the best coach in the world. You cannot do it if you believe in your inability to stick with things, or if you believe in your genetic handicap, I should say, to weight loss. Because some people think, well, I'm genetically handicapped. My aunt and my grandma and all my sisters were all big, and we're just genetically predisposed to this. And if you believe in that, you're feeding it. And that's the basis, because now science says, you know, that DNA is not in control.
No, well, it's not in control compared to how you switch on and off your DNA.
No, it's not in control. It's controlled by something outside mm-hmm. of DNA.
Mm-hmm.
It's controlled by the environment.
Yeah.
The environment of your body. And what is the environment?
It's what you do to it.
Right. It's controlled by the thermostat of your emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course how you
fear,
feed it
thoughts.
And what you do with it.
Right, exactly.
But all that comes from how you believe
but,
anyway.
But I believe, and I agree with that, But I think if I was going to choose to live a life of salads and and most pristine health and then just fear and fret and worry and moan and complain all day, I think I'd be way in less health than if I chose to eat McDonald's and be the happiest.
I agree.
Jolly good, you know, jolly good joker. I reckon that I'd be healthier. So I think that the main thing, I do agree with you, Pearl. That's why we're here on the podcast.
Well, that's why it comes down to both, because when your beliefs are right, you'll treat your body right.
Exactly.
But I do have to tell the story. I think we've told it here before. How Charlie and I, you know, we purchased a house from someone here, and she doesn't listen to the party. But so I don't think I'm going to hurt feelings here. She's actually a lovely lady. But
you purchased a house?
Yeah, a cabin and land.
Or
what are you trying to stop me from saying something?
No, I'm just trying to remember. This is for this
lady. Dylan lives in it.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Grand.
So anyway, so she took us through her house. And this woman was the health food person of the health food. She did sprouting. Her cabin looked like a health food store. There must have been thousands of supplements.
She smelled like patchouli.
Yeah.
Like she was herbs itself.
She had built a sauna.
Yeah.
She did all the things. Basically, her whole days were filled with the things to do and the things to take and the right foods to eat. And she was not well. She was full of fear. Very fearful woman, a lovely woman, but just consumed with her fears. And I feel like I just wanted to say, none of these supplements are going to work. Unless you know, believe in happiness, believe in joy, get rid of the fear. But you can't say that to someone that you're going to buy a house from.
Oh.
But I wanted to. But I've been there too, though, Serene.
Yeah.
I mean, I was at that same fork in the roads, you know.
Right.
Oh, just anxiety. What supplement do I need to get next? And that one didn't work. And oh, no. And oh, my goodness. Yeah. I've been there.
Yeah. If you believe you were a total loser. We've even had a group called that. We call it the stamp on that. Oh, my goodness. If you believe you're a total loser, you'll be just that because your body follows your belief.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind confirms your belief. Your emotions follow your belief. Your today and your tomorrow are all influenced by the power of your belief. It's just that simple. It's the most practical, powerful.
But people are sitting there and saying how to change your belief. And so, it's so funny you're saying that because, Serene, that's the whole new thing we're doing, which we're not sharing here because it's kind of a private thing. But that's the whole thing we're about now.
Yeah.
Changing our beliefs.
Yeah. Ourselves.
And it's our daily thing. Yeah. And it's not, I'm going to believe this now, because it goes right back to your other belief unless you train yourself. It's the art of training.
And it's not just believing it mentally or mentally ascending to something, because that's where I feel like I've been in my walk with Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Of course I believe it. We were raised in it, but I believe it because I have had some experiential knowledge with it where I know it's so real and it's in my heart. But I feel like some of the truths are still in my head and I've got to get them to my heart, because why would I be still struggling with things like I have in the past, like fear and the things that are part of my old self. And just recently I've been totally, I'm just acting like all Pentecostal here, but I'm just saying, when I put that all things are passed away, all things have become new, you know, when I saw myself buried when Christ was buried and raised when he was raised, I just decided to put that in my heart. And it's a whole new place of understanding. It's like a whole new place of acceptance. And now I've just decided, like, I'm free. Like, it's a free that I've never experienced in my life.
But it's funny, Serene, though. We even wrote a book called I'm That Girl, where we said these things and we believe them, right?
Yes.
But for me, it's a daily walking out. It's a daily instructing myself. Yes, I can have epiphanies. Like and understandings, whereas a light bulb goes off and yes, that's huge, and it brings me closer and it brings me further away from my old self. But for me, I'm one who like these things that you're saying. If you believe in your depression, if you believe in your allergies, But it's not just one thing saying, oh, I don't believe them anymore. It's waking up that day and you're going to find the same things coming against you. And it is like, it's persuading our hearts. Right. It's changing them. And that's little by little.
Right. And I love what one of my favorite teachers, Graham Cook, says. You don't work on the old.
Yeah.
You don't work on the old. That's why God jolly well killed it off.
Yeah.
You don't work on the old. You don't work on the old. You practice.
Yeah. You practice the new.
And so it's not like, oh, I'm not going to stress today. I'm not going to fear. Oh, no, I'm not going to fear. No, it's like practicing your peace.
I know. But what happens is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Because I'll just be honest. I sometimes tend to fail in all these new things that I decide to do. Like, okay, today I'm going to work on, I'm going to practice my peace and not worry about my fear.
Yeah.
Okay. And then things will come and, you know, problems will come in the business or something will happen in the family. And my old nature, right, will begin to do all the things it used to do. And I'm like, sorry, old nature, you're crucified with Christ, right? Yeah. So then I'll practice my peace.
Yeah.
But because I'm a baby in it still, sometimes the old nature just feels so strong and I'll practice my peace for 2 hours. And then on the third hour, I'll be like falling one step back and I'm like, there's the old nature again. I'm a failure.
No, but it's the walking, it's the journey, you know?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's a journey.
It's a seed planted in the soil.
Yes.
And it's the watering of it. And I found just lately, Pearl, when we wrote that book, I'm That Girl, yes, I believed it in my heart. Sure, by jingos I did, but not to the same level as now, like when I've started to experience this incredible freedom. And while you were away, you just came back from a holiday. I'm telling you what, I've had incredible breakthroughs in my life like never before because I think it's just because instead of knowing the facts, I've just started like pondering it.
Yeah.
Like I am dead. Like I'm totally dead. Like God, like I'm just a glove. And you just put me on, but it's all your power inside. It's all your strength inside. It's all your, like, so, and I keep telling myself throughout the day, I'm just present right now with you and all your power, all your peace.
That's what
and
I'm
it's just,
saying.
It's a constant
for
pondering.
For people
that
are listening and they feel so far from that, there are practical steps to get there because, like, you can't just suddenly believe something new. Sometimes you can't, but then it's the practical walking out of it. And so, what you're saying is there has to be, I'm saying, belief is practical, but how to get that belief fully inside you is also practical because like you said, okay, it takes pondering.
Yeah.
If you hadn't pondered it, you wouldn't believe it as strongly, right?
No, not at all.
So there are things that I need to do to make it more real in my life. People listening right now, right, that keep falling off and falling on and getting back on track and falling off and getting back on track because the belief isn't cemented, there are also practical things that they can do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
I'm Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
But I think the first thing that I wanted to clear up today, I think the most powerful first step is to realize that you do believe in something.
Yes.
You do believe something in something so strongly. And maybe it's fear you're believing it. And maybe it's your illnesses you're believing.
Yes.
Or maybe it's in your the hurts and the wounds, your unforgiveness. That is where you're putting all your belief. Yes, they did do this to me for that reason. They really wanted to break my heart. I know they had total ill, like the judgment or whatever. That the beliefs, I think realizing and first finding out what your beliefs are.
Yeah.
That you currently have, even if you think, oh, I didn't even realize I believe that. I think, like I did, like, of course I believe in everything the Bible says, but I didn't realize I still really believed in my flesh self. Like that it was my strength and that I was relying on me, even though mentally I knew I wasn't.
I know. I get that. Yeah. I guess I'm doing the
but
step
you have
two,
to get
then.
The first.
Yes, you do. So once you've got there, because I've got there, right? Mm-hmm. And say, maybe some light bulbs are going off for everyone listening. Okay, well, I do believe in that. Okay, mm-hmm. I do believe, uh-oh, I've been believing this instead of that. So maybe they're having uh-oh moments mm-hmm. like I've had.
Yeah.
So then the next thing.
Like, you know, just say, let me just interrupt for a second. Like for healing. Like, I believe in healing in my mind.
Yeah.
No, it's different now because I've been persuading my heart. But I used to believe in healing in my mind. Oh, yeah, God still heals. Oh, yeah, I totally believe it. He died on the cross for our sins and for our sicknesses. Totally mentally ascended. But deep down in my heart, when I'd go pray for somebody with cancer, I'd be like, oh yeah, probably die like the rest. Like, yeah. Like in my head, that obviously was the persuasion of my heart. The doubt was the persuasion, mm-hmm. not the truth.
Right.
And so the practical step is to realize that truth and just keep pondering it and pondering, because it's watering it in the soil. You put it in the soil and then you just water it and you water it and you water it, because what we focus on becomes bigger.
Yeah.
But I think most of us are focusing on our problems. We believe in our problems.
Yeah. They have our belief.
They become huge. They become way out of proportion because we're constantly focused. It's that we're watering.
Yeah.
No, I think persuasion, and that's why we're so persuaded, is the time we spend on them. And that's why we're persuaded. So for the time, we need to spend time. And it's kind of like when you read the Psalms and David is like, on my bed at night, will I ponder you? You know, will my heart make room for you?
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be like, in my bed in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, the Psalms often talks about in the stillness. So it's not just putting a worship tape on and, you know, listening to it on the radio, some sermon, but actually in the stillness, you know, placing it there in your soil and pondering it and watering it and almost becoming one with that truth in your heart. It's not just words in your head.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get, I think, too. Because we can come to these moments where we realize we've been believing in something that's not helpful for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, okay, next step. And what you're saying, it is true. It's spending that time. It's watering. It's giving it that ponder. It's giving it that time to flourish in the mm-hmm. mind. Like we've spent so many potties here talking about the tree.
Yeah.
But the tree doesn't grow without watering.
Yeah, no, it's so true. Oh, yeah. Belief is the seed.
Yes.
Belief is the water. Belief is the fertilizer. So belief becomes you. And so some people are like, well, I'm not sure, you know, I don't know if I have any beliefs that are causing, you know, my life to go awry, but you know, you'll see it by the fruit.
Yeah.
You know, so if you are an anxious person, you're mm-hmm. believing in something that's yeah.
making
you anxious. You're not believing in life, in the light, yeah. true light. And so, it's powerful. It's powerful because I totally feel a fresh new lease on life right mm. now. And the only thing I've done is just pondered the words that I used to have in my head.
Yeah.
And pondered them till they started like digging into the soil of my heart. Yeah. And it's become truth to me now, where I used to think it was truth to me, but obviously.
Yeah. And like you said, taking it back to the very beginning. We can do all the little things, right? And we can do all the tips and make this recipe and that recipe. And we can think all of that is practical. But in the end, it all falls apart until the true practical is revealed.
Right.
And the true practical is what causes us to do a thing.
And the biggest belief is our identity.
Yeah.
Belief in who you are.
Yeah.
That's
so
the biggest
if we're
thing.
That person that, if we are that person that treats our body healthfully for life.
Yeah.
But if that's not cemented in our heart and mind, you know, the winds of life will come and go and they'll kick us. They always kick us. Mm-hmm. They always upend our best laid plans.
Yeah.
And that's when the real identity comes forth. And if it's not there, if it's not planted, you know, you and I can sit here every week and give practical solutions and give quinoa tips and give eat your oatmeal and eat your protein and eat your
10
greens.
10 different ways to eat broccoli.
And it doesn't do a thing.
No, it doesn't.
So you're right. The most practical thing we can work on is who we are
and
who we
believe. So to me now, this new thing is I've got this thing, okay, the old is gone. The old is gone. The old is gone. I'm new. I'm a new creation. Every morning, great is thy faithfulness. Every morning is clean slate. Every second, clean slate. So if I think, oh, I said, yeah. What 10 minutes ago. Yeah,
I needed a clean slate today, Serene.
What was that argument I had with so-and-so? And then I'm like, oh, no, that's gone. Oh, man, gone. No, I'm present with you. I'm with you in the present and I'm just looking ahead. Present future with you, Jesus. You're in me. So all day long, you know, if somebody had a visual little microscopic camera into my thoughts, you'd be hearing me say, oh, I'm present with you, Jesus. Like I'm present. No, I'm here. Mm-hmm. No, that's old man. No, that's old man stuff. No, that's old man. Don't think that's old.
But I was yesterday I had a real, I've got to tell you about my day. I need counseling from Serene. I had a rotten day, right?
What are we in?
I felt like we're about 30 minutes. I felt like such a total failure that I didn't deserve. I had tried so many times to get back on track. I told myself at the end of the day, you don't even deserve another
But
one.
You were believing in the fact that your perfect track record made you who you are.
So well, it wasn't perfect, but I know.
But yeah. What I'm saying is, you had to make it perfect. You were worried and upset because you had a bump in the road, and that's how I've been my whole entire life.
Yes,
like, oh, there was a bump in my road. Oh, I'll be anxious today because there was a bump in my road, and I didn't act properly. So
no, I didn't.
Every time I act like a complete moron, I think to myself, "Oh, don't worry. That's the past. That's the old man. That's dead. That's dead." The second that I just lived, that's dead. I'm only concentrating on the new. That's dead.
And you don't feel like a fraud that second later.
No, because that's dead. I'm here now. Everything is rottenness.
I think we have to give ourselves license then to change. I've never had by the that. Second. But does that make you feel almost schizophrenic though?
No, I feel such a new lease on life. Like literally, I wanted to call you up and say I'm a different person because I'm a, I don't want to speak this out, but in my past, I've struggled with perfectionism.
Yeah.
Perfectionism and almost in an OCD way. Like,
yeah.
And so to me, this is my new revelation. It's a new thing I'm soiling into my heart. And all day long, I'm pondering it. Like, I literally all day long, I'm like, that's the old, no, that's rottenness now. No, that's rottenness. Don't look back. You're in the now. No, you're in the now. You're in the now. He's here. All you need is here. No, that's in the past. Serene, don't look back. Don't look back.
And I imagine if we do this enough, then we will just be living in the past. And you're sure we'll mess up. But it does, but
the more I do this,
yeah.
No, that's the past. It's not, I don't feel like it's work in my brain that feels heavy or feels exhaustive. This little talk I'm giving to myself feels freeing because the words that I'm saying are releasing me. They're breaking the chains.
Yeah.
And so I've been saying things in my brain a lot. I've had inner work in my brain, but it's been rest.
Mm.
I don't know how to describe it, but it's been like I've had a great week.
And things haven't been easy necessarily circumstance-wise.
No, and I have been pushing back
yeah.
the old man, pushing back the past, like even if it was a second ago, pushing it back. But I tell you what, I feel like I've just got all amounts of energy because I'm working on the present and the future and I'm not working on the past. I refuse to put makeup on the past. I refuse to work on the past even 1 second ago.
Say that again. Put makeup on the past. Put makeup on the old dead, Serene.
On the old dead
the
corpse.
One that was
crucified. Why am I trying to go back and try and make that memory a little bit better? I only look back to thank. I will only look back for thankfulness. If I'm looking back to say, oh, yeah, he did that or I did that and oh, that was bad and oh, that was a bad time. Oh, what a wound. Oh, yeah, what a bad day. I refuse. It's all rot. It's gone. I'm living in the present, in the now.
I love it. I don't know about anyone else, but I needed to hear this, and it's so good.
But you know what? It's only because all that was upstairs and a bunch of letters and alphabetic soup, I'm putting in the heart.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.